Swashbuckler, written by James Maloney. The worst thing is it all just makes me angry at him. I know it's stupid, but I can't help it. I'm angry at him. That's what. If you really want to know, I'm wild, mad, I'm absolutely furious with him. Why does he have to die? And my biggest fear of all is that I'll go up to that hospital and stand next to his bed and I won't be able to stop myself. I'll start shaking him and yelling at him. You see now why I can't go up to the hospital, don't you? That really shocked me. All that talk about being angry. How could Anton be angry at his father for having cancer? It wasn't his dad's fault. The cancer attacked him. He didn't ask for it to come and ruin his life. Not like my father and his betting. I thought, Anton's being too hard on his father. He needs to care about his dad a little more. But I didn't tell him what was going through my head. When you care about someone yourself, there's some things you shouldn't say. From that moment in Anton's room, I forgot about trying to drive away my own father. I had a new challenge. Getting Anton to visit his. Nothing I tried worked. My words and ideas were as useless as Anton's plans to get rid of my own father. After those few minutes in his bedroom, he recovered and took up his swashbuckling again. I couldn't get any sense out of him at all. Everything he thought and spoke about was to do with the fantasy he'd built up for himself. He would only listen to me now if I played along in the same make-believe world. I wished I knew my way around his world of heroes and dragons as well as he did. The biggest problem was that Anton saw his father as a dragon, as an enemy who had to be beaten back. He was ready to take on any challenger, but what was the point if the enemy was the very person he needed to love and care about?